This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
وأوحينا إلى أم موسى أن أرضعيه فإذا خفت عليه فألقيه في اليم ولا تخافي ولا تحزني إنا رادوه إليك وجاعلوه من المرسلين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقيل ادعوا شركاءكم فدعوهم فلم يستجيبوا لهم ورأوا العذاب لو أنهم كانوا يهتدون. صدق الله العظيم. So yesterday we concluded on the note how the devil and the leaders of disbelief will disassociate and disown themselves from the tabi'een and the followers. In fact, in Juz 13, chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 22, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the declaration of the devil. Yes, the devil will make a declaration. The devil's going to make a public release, a public statement. Okay, what's going to be the statement of the devil? وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانِ, and the devil will say, لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ, when the matter will be decreed, meaning the dwellers of Jannah will enter into Jannah. May Allah make us from amongst them. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. And the occupants of hell will be hurled into hell. May Allah save us from that. يَوْمَ يُدَعُونَ إِلَىٰ نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ دَعَّى هَذِهِ النَّارُ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ بِهَا تُكَذِّبُونَ. They will be hurled, they will be driven, and they will be shackled. إِنَّ لَدَيْنَا أَنْكَالَ وَجَحِيمًا. They will be, you know what, handcuffed, and they will be shackled. سَرَابِيلُهُمْ مِنْ قَتِرَانَ. Their clothes been highly flammable. تغشى وجوههم النار. They would be enveloped by fire. نارا أحاط بهم سرادقها. The tent, the covering, the canopy would be with fire. Everything is just going to be flames and intensity. May Allah save us. سقوما and حميما. So when the occupants of hell will be hurled into hell, then everybody would desire to blame the devil. So he's going to make an announcement and say, listen, folks, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعْدَ الْحَقِّ. Allah made a promise to you. And Allah delivered on his promise. بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَلَّا نَجْعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا. You thought this day will not happen. Well, here it is, here it is. وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ. And I also made a promise. فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. And I went against my promise. And you knew for a fact, I was just deceiving you. I was just thrilling you. Waleed bin Mughira, at one instance, he heard one of the advices of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it got him afraid about the punishment of Akhirah. So he showed some inclination towards the deen. So one of his allies and cronies said to him that, why are you afraid? He said, no, you know, this man is speaking of punishment and it scares me out. So that crony said to him, listen, don't be intimidated, don't be afraid. I will ward off the punishment of Akhirah from you. Just pay me monthly. Pay me monthly and I will ward it off. Now, try to process the naivety, the stupidity, the foolishness, the insanity of Waleed. Like, where's the logic? You're paying someone here who's a friend, who's not a believer, and supposedly he's going to rescue you in the latter. أَفَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي تَوَلَّى وَأَعْطَى قَلِيلًا وَأَكْدَى. أَكْدَى literally means like a boulder, a rock, a hard place. Have you seen, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who's turned his back? وَأَعْطَى, he gave a little, meaning monthly he started paying some installments. But then he said, wait, I'm not getting any, you know what, printout. It's not reflecting in any account to say that, that money is safe and it would cover me in the letter. And then he backed off. أَمْ لَمْ يُنَبَّأْ بِمَا فِي صُحُفِ مُوسَى. Has he not been informed what was recorded in the scriptures of Musa? وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ الَّذِي وَفَّى, and the faithful Ibrahim, the loyal Ibrahim, who fulfilled every covenant and agreement with his creator. أَلَّا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى, that no soul will carry the burden of another soul. No soul will carry the burden of another soul. So the devil will say, Allah promised you and Allah delivered, and I made a promise and I violated my promise. وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ. I had no control over you. I invited you. I seduced you. I whispered to you. الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ, Surah An-Nas. Or وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِصَوْتِكَ. Music, the whisper, the devil, the indoctrination of the devil. You obliged, you acceded, you responded, you followed through. And the angels also sent you a message of truth. And the messengers also conveyed to you the virtue. But you did not follow them and you opted to follow me. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't blame me, blame yourself. مَا أَنَا بِمُصْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُصْرِخِي. I cannot rescue you, you cannot rescue me in any way. Hence, praising the believers, Allah says in Juz 14, chapter 16, verse 99, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. That the devil doesn't have any grip, any power, any clout, any muscle, any authority over the believers. Meaning the believers do not buy into his trap. They do not buy into his temptation. May Allah make us from amongst them. The devil said, those who would resist the temptation of the devil. The devil made a vow, I will come in this world and I will mislead the servants, O Allah. I will cause havoc. لَأَحْتَنِكَنَّ ذُرِّيَّتَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. I will overpower and mislead, and uproot them from virtue. All the descendants and the offspring and the children of Adam, illa qalila, but a handful, but few. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. But only few of my servants are grateful. إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٌ. Allah said, some of my servants, you will not able to influence them. And this makes us understand that regardless of the odds against us, it's always possible to obey Allah. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ. We always are going to be deficient and we are fallible creatures, but to the best of our ability. Okay, we move on. Verse 64. وَقِيلَ دُعُوا شُرَكَاءَكُمْ. And it would be said to them, call unto your partners and your associates and your gods. Allama Nasafi says, "Ay al-asnam, your idols. وَقِيلَ دُعُوا شُرَكَاءَكُمْ. So that they can come and help you. You believed in this one. You worshipped that one. You revered that one. You bowed to that one. So please, where are they? Come to your aid. Let them come. فَدَعَوْهُمْ. They're going to call out to them. فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ. And those gods and those objects will not even reply and will not even respond. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha an-nasu duriba mathalun fastami'u lahu. Oh people, an analogy is given to you. Why don't you listen attentively? Fastami'u. Listen, focus, apply yourself. Innal ladhina tad'una min dunillah, those whom you supplicate besides Allah, lan yakhluqu dhubaba. Collectively, they cannot create one fly. Even if they were to pool their resources and unite their abilities. وَإِن يَسْلُبْهُمُ الذُّبَابُ شَيْئًا. And if a fly were to snatch something away from that god, because they would offer sacrifices and offerings to the god, and if a fly would come and snatch something, لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُوهُ مِنْ. They cannot retrieve it. They cannot retrieve it. ضَعُفَ الطَّالِبُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ. Feeble indeed is the worshipper, and helpless indeed is the supposed God. Abu Raja Utarid's verdict and qawl is in Bukhari, who was a tabi'i after reverting to Islam. He said, "Kunna na'budu hajaran, fa'idha wajadna hajaran khayran minhu alqaynahu wa akhadna al-akhar." Our condition prior to Islam was we would worship a stone, and if one day we seen a stone that had a greater glow in it, or it had a greater shine or a greater sparkle to it, we like, let's take him as a god. I think this is great. I think leave the first god and let's take this god. And then we would abandon the first god and we would take another god. Allahu Akbar. May Allah protect us. May Allah protect us. May Allah grant us steadfastness on the beauty of deen. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. Whomsoever Allah disgraces, then none can honor him. So Allah says to us in the Quran, وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Do not verbally abuse the gods of others. فَيَسُبُّ اللَّهَ عَدْوًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Because then they will retort by verbally abusing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do not be the cause of others abusing Allah. However, under this ayah, the scholars say, it is incorrect to tell a person who's worshipping any other god in a condescending, in a derogatory, in an inflammatory, in a mocking way, your god is like this. That is not the teachings of Islam. but to intellectually stimulate him, intellectually engage him so that he can process. That is important, essential, and integral. Listen, just ponder what you worship in. أَفَلَا يَرَوْنَ أَفَلَا يَرَوْنَ أَلَّا يَرْجِعُ إِلَيْهِمْ قَوْلًا وَلَا يَمْلِكُ لَهُمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا. Are you realizing that this object is not even listening? Are you understanding that it doesn't even know about you? لَا يَمْلِكُونَ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرًّا وَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ مَوْتًا وَلَا حَيَاةً وَلَا نُشُورًا. They cannot benefit you. How are they going to benefit anyone else? أموات, they're lifeless. غير أحياء, they have no life in them. وما يشعرون أيان يبعثون, they have no clue about when resurrection will take place. وتوكل على الحي, put your reliance on Allah, who the ever living, الذي لا يموت, who will never die. So they will call out to those gods, فدعوهم فلم يستجيبوا لهم, they'll get no reply. ورأوا العذاب, and they will see the fire in front of them. Yes. ورأى المجرمون النار, they will see it. فظنوا أي فأيقنوا أنهم مواقعوها ينظرون من طرف خفي. First watching from a silent eye. You know what? From the corner of the eye, because you can see that you apprehensive. You know what? In a stealthy manner, and just looking at it at a distance. But then the flame will get louder, and you'll hear it, and you'll see it. تكاد تميز من الغيظ, أي تكاد تتميز من الغيظ. The fire would be raging like it wants to burst out of fury, right? تكاد, that's the description Allah gives. تكاد تميز من الغيظ, أي تتميز من الغيظ. كلما ألقي فيها فوج سمعوا لها تغيضا وزفيرا. They will hear the screams, they will hear the sound, they will hear this, cries from hellfire. May Allah protect us. May Allah protect us. فدعوهم, they'll call out. فلم يستجيبوا لهم. ورأوا العذاب, they'll see the fire. لو أنهم كانوا يهتدون. And the jawab is محزوف of لو أي ما رأوا العذاب. At that time they will wish, if only we were guided. If only, if only. وقالوا لو كنا نسمع. لو كنا نسمع. You know, you lose your parent and then you say, if only I had to listen to my father, if only I had to listen to my teacher, if only I obeyed my mom. وقالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير. If only we obeyed and obliged and applied our mind, today this would not be our lot. لو أنهم كانوا يهتدون, they would wish if we were guided, then ما رأوا العذاب, they would have not seen the punishment. As Allah says regarding the pious people, لا يسمعون حسيسها وهم في مشتهت أنفسهم خالدون. They would be kept away from the cries and the screaming and the yelling and the pain and the agony of the occupants of hell. Because obviously, at a place of comfort, when you're going for a holiday, you don't want to hear couples fighting. You don't want to hear, dogs barking. You don't want to hear people screaming. You don't want to hear all these feuds. You want to be away from the hustle and the bustle. You want to be in a very peaceful, tranquil, serene, exotic, relaxing, therapeutic, comforting, ambience. And just see the sun rising over the waters, the birds chirping, and the winds gently blowing. So Jannah is the place of absolute comfort. May Allah make us from amongst them, the dwellers of Jannah. Ameen. Verse 65, Allah says, وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا أَجَبْتُمُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. So again, توبيخاً, to rebuke them. Allah is going to ask them, okay, so you did not do the right thing. You followed these gods or whatever that you supposedly worship, and they have denounced and disassociated themselves from you. But now tell me, when my prophets came to you, what was your response to them? You say you didn't comprehend, you didn't understand. He told you, this one told you, this reason, that reason. Verse 65, وَيَوْمَ, and remember that day, يُنَادِيهِمْ, when Allah will call out to these people and say to them, مَاذَا أَجَبْتُمُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. So what was your reply to the prophets and the messengers? The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came and they conveyed the message. And each Nabi went to the last detail in trying to convey to his people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dedicates a chapter, Surah An-Nuh, in how Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Rabbi inni da'autu qawmi laylan wa nahara, falam yaziduhum du'ai illa firara. Allah, by night, by day, asrartu lahum israra, a'lantu lahum. I whispered to them, I screamed out to them openly, publicly, secretly, privately, individually, collectively. Allah, I exhausted every avenue to reach out to them, but they simply did not respond to the message. So, ماذا أجبتم المرسلين? What was your response to the prophets? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verse 66, فَعَمِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَنْبَاءِ. All information at that time would just disappear. They would just be dumbstruck. They would just be left bewildered, confused, and perplexed. So they would be given that, asked that question, and they would just be left speechless, caught off guard, knowing nothing what to answer. You know, when a person is a liar, or he's a fraudster, or he's a cheater, and he's a betrayer, and then he thinks he's smart and he thinks he's wise, right? And he says, you know, when anybody asks him, he just replies confidently, calmly. You say, you're accusing me, I can tell you this here. And then sometimes he's asked a question that he didn't prepare for. He didn't anticipate. It's a curveball. It's out of the equation completely. And then he's backpedaling. He's dumbstruck. He's caught off guard. And immediately, that's a giveaway. Wait, hang on. Just look at how nervous you've become. Just look at the murmur in your voice. Just look at the lack of confidence in your body language, and you're gone. فَعَمِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَنْبَاءِ. All information at that time would just disappear to them. Just blinded. They will just be caught off. No answer, no response. مَاذَا أَجَبْتُمُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. What have you said to the prophets? Silent, mute. No answer. عَمِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَنْبَاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ فَهُمْ لَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. And they won't able to even ask each other. So sometimes you're in a queue and you are hearing some questions that have been asked to people ahead of you, and now you kind of rehearsing it with those next to you. Like if they ask you this, what you're going to say? Okay, what have you furnished in your form? What have you wrote? Okay, I'm going to write this. What did you write? What's the purpose of travel? What's the purpose of enrollment? Whatever it is, you kind of rehearse it with those around you to get confidence on how you're going to reply. No. This is before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knows every detail. So, فَعَمِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَنْبَىٰ. Everything would just be blocked off, blinded, dumbstruck, bewildered. They would have no answer. فَهُمْ لَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. And they won't able to even ask each other. Why? Because they know for a fact what their answers were. And it's not an answer that you can give. Because they mocked at the Prophet. They laughed at the Prophet. Inna lanaraka fi safahatin. Inna lanaraka fi dalalin mubin. We consider you to be deviant. We consider you to be insane. Inna qulu illa ataraka ba'du alihatina bisu. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. What did the nation of Hud alayhi salam say? You know what? وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. You blurting nonsense. And I think you are a victim of the wrath and the curse of our gods. So something has happened to you. It is an evil omen that has struck you from our gods. And that is because you have disobeyed our gods. So now they are left completely dumbstruck. يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَوْ عَلِمْتَ بِهَوْلِهِ لَفَرَرْتَ مِنْ أَهْلِي وَمِنْ أَوْطَانِي. Remember that day of Qiyamah, تَشِيبُ فِيهِ مَفَارِقُ الْوِلْدَانِ, where the young would become old, the intensity, the severity. فَإِذَا نُقِرَ فِي النَّاقُورِ فَذَلِكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَوْمٌ عَسِيرٌ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ غَيْرُ يَسِيرٌ. A day that will not be easy, a day that will be surely difficult. What does Allah say? مِقْدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَى. The length, the duration of that day will be 50,000 years. You know, when you're trying to get through immigration, or you're trying to get into a queue, and it's crazy, and you say, you know what, time is not moving, and this queue is not going forward. All you're seeing is the queue is getting longer behind you. It's getting longer behind you, but you're not inching forward. You're frustrated. There's anxiety. There's nervousness. There's apprehension. There's panic. The most case, you know what, it's results, it's a visa, it's approval, it's a travel, it's a journey, it's an accommodation. This is the ultimate. Can we begin to imagine the intensity of that day? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no person will inch on that day until he doesn't answer few questions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding his youth, regarding his wealth, regarding his health, etc. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to prepare for that day. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. The one who fears the interview with his Lord. وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. And restrains his ego from indulging in the forbidden. فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Then surely paradise is his abode.